Welcome to the Ohio Medicaid Integrated Help Desk. Please note that our menu options have changed. If you are currently receiving Medicaid services and have a question about your medical benefits, please call the consumer hotline at 800-324-8680. For EVV technical support, please call the SanData EVV provider hotline at 855-805-3505 or visit medicaid.ohio.gov/EVV for more information. All calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance. If you know the menu option you would like to reach, you may press it at self-service functions and information about fee-for-service transactions are accessible on the provider network management portal at medicaid.ohio.gov and through the automated telephone system on the same day of submission and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This information is available whether directly entered in the PNM system or electronically through an authorized trading partner. Details of managed care claims are not accessible in the PNM portal or through the automated telephone system. In order to assist you, please have your NPI or your Ohio Medicaid provider ID and your tax ID number or Social Security number. If you do not have this information, please call back when you have the required information. To use your NPI, press 1. To use your Medicaid provider, please enter your 7-digit Medicaid provider ID. You entered Ohio Medicaid provider number. Please enter your 9-digit tax ID or Social Security. You have entered tax ID number 3-4-1. To access automated eligibility and other payer information, press 1. To access automated claims list, please hold while your call is being transferred.
In order to ensure accuracy and quality of information, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling the FI Integrated Help Desk. This is Laura. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Rhonda.
Okay, and Rhonda, may I have a callback number in case we get disconnected, please?
Yes, it is 234-363-9001.
Okay, 234-363-9001?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your NPI number?
It is 177-010-4168.
Okay, and how can I help you, Rhonda?
Yes, who do I talk to about my, I am redoing the reevaluation, and there's a question I needed to find out, because I was, my agency called me this morning and said that my Medicaid number was inactive.
Okay. So what is the name of this MPI? What's the name of the facility and tax ID number?
Mine is Rhonda's House Home Healthcare Services. And I just gave you my MPI.
Okay. Yes, I need the tax ID number.
34-184-5509.
Okay, so let me look at the credentialing. Okay, your MPI is active as of 6/22/2020. Are you talking about, are you under an affiliation?
No.
Okay.
Because she said
so
she
what
used
did
my,
they say that you're,
she said she used my Medicaid number and it was showing inactive. And I was like, no, that's not true.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. No, we can talk to enrollment department to verify. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
No, I would appreciate that. Thank
and
you.
I'll be, yes, ma'am. I'll be right back, okay? Just one second, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Ohio Department of Medicaid. You have reached the provider enrollment section. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Lisa. This is Laura with the FI Integrated Health Desk. I have Rhonda on the line with us. We want to fully verify the enrollment for her under
okay.
the Medicaid
okay.
provider number. Can you assist?
Sure. What's the number?
The MPI is 1770104168 for Rhonda's house home. And the Medicaid provider number is, hold on, where is it here? Okay, 0400758.
Okay, it looks like she's waiver. It looks like it was sent back to her for some information.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look and see when that happened. That happened on the 4th, so that happened yesterday.
Oh, okay, so just early. Okay. So do you have any questions, Rhonda?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not inactive. Yeah, it's sent back because it wants me to update my EBV, so I'm doing that right now. Because the last one I did was 2019, and then also it wanted my receipt. That's why I was on hold yesterday, but I guess the phone's cut off yesterday because it wanted my receipt from Medicaid. I paid that Medicaid when I first started my company, so I could not tell where that is. So how can I, you know, get that settled? Would I just have to pay it again?
Do you have the receipt?
Let me see. Yeah, because that was like 5 years ago.
I'm showing, I'm actually showing paid in 2020 and then paid again in 2025. So you're good.
Okay, because that's it says on there that they want the receipt. So how do I upload a receipt? But you're showing that it's paid.
I'm showing that it's paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
November 22nd of 2025.
Okay, 2/22/25. Okay. All right. All right. So then I'll just have to put on there that it has been paid because those are the only two things from going for the revalidation that the issue is.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So then submit it back to us, and then you should be good to go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll stay with Rhonda, Lisa. Thank you so much for assisting. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Medicaid. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Rhonda. So just follow up what Lisa said, please, and anything else on my end besides enrollment verification that I can assist you before I provide you my reference number.
All right. Thank you so much.
Would you like a reference number?
I'm ready for it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for calling the FI. You know, go to help us. The reference number is 620-950. Mm-hmm. And would you like to be transferred to the survey?
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me transfer you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking this survey to share your opinion about your experience today. Please tell us the nature of your call today. Eligibility status, press 1. Claim status, press 2. Payment status, press 3. EDI submission, press 4. Enrollment, press 5. Portal question, press 6. Oh, for the following questions, you will be asked to select 1 for yes and 2 for no. Please press the key on your touchpad that corresponds with the answer you would like to give. To repeat a question, press the star key. Were you satisfied with the agent's response to your request or issue? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. Did the agent treat you with courtesy and respect? Press 1 for yes or 2 for no.
Wait a minute.
Thank you for participating in our survey. Please feel free to contact us with additional